Hi, Dictation for Sharon Peels, Sharonpeals. Date of birth is 6/16/75. Date of service is 7/2/2024. The patient reports that she's been having ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back with the radiation to the both buttocks, both legs, and both arms. Affecting almost constantly. Today she complains that her left elbow and left forearm and is also excruciating in pain. Pain is affecting medial lateral epicondyle especially, and both the all the fingers are numb, and pain is although from 3 to 6, ADLs are affected. Fourth, patient has been doing physical therapy at ATI for the last 4 weeks and reports 50% improvement in the symptoms. ADLs are affected. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review, additional history, as well as for the pain medication is and substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 144/92, pulse is 74, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, that is dated. /5/23/2024. Dictation number will be 0529-026. And the patient the diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue monitoring the patient. I have referred her to physical therapy for ongoing following medications are provided. Naproxen 500 twice a day for 60 tablets. A level is provided 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder and for pain relief, sleep. Lidocaine gel 5%, PRN 200 grams for topical pain relief. Neurontin is provided 600 milligram twice a day for the pain in the left arm and also for helping with the neuropathic pain. Prednisone is provided 10 milligram to relieve more further inflammation in the left elbow as reported. Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Norco 7.5/3/25 is provided, 15 tablets for pain relief. Patient will be seen in 15 days time. A further injection treatment will be provided if the pains are not relieved. All the MRIs of the patient that are available were discussed with the patient. The patient has a shallow disc spur complex at C4-5, C5-6 and C6-7, as well as in the lumbar spine, patient has a bulging disc in L4-5, L3-4, L2-3, L1, L2. These have been discussed with the patient at length. A carpal syndrome possibility is there, as the Tinel sign was positive and silent sign was positive. And we are considering to do an EMG on the next visit if symptoms are not improved. Thank you.